only then did I begin to think about the human effects of bombing. Only then did I begin to think about what it meant to human beings on the ground when bombs were dropped on them. Because as a bombardier, you know, I was flying at 30,000 feet, 6 miles high, couldn't hear screams, couldn't see blood. And this is modern warfare.
That was the great historian Howard Zinn, who went to fight fascism, was a bombardier. He bombed occupied France.
Yes, and a place called Royan. And he returned there in 1966 to really learn for himself about the damage that he did. He was one of the first bombardiers to drop what they called jellied gasoline, which came to be known as napalm, which burns off the skin, used infamously during the war on Vietnam. And the thing about Howard and war, which is so interesting, is he then spent decades with no publicity writing to the Pentagon after 1966, trying to get the truth of what happened in those bombing raids. Did they know they were bombing civilians? Did they know the effects of napalm? And he had a folder. He had a folder in his archives that I found that was all about his correspondence with the Pentagon. And they sent him back letters all the time, too, about what they would and wouldn't show him. And he had written on that folder just very, very big. He just wrote, "Never again."
As we wrap up, what were you most surprised by in researching your book, The People's Historian?
I was most surprised about his ability to endure the downs, that his life wasn't just about up, up and struggle, because we hear things, certainly people my age hear, civil rights movement, anti-war movement, and you think of these things as these mass struggles that are just up, up and away. There were tons of ups and downs along the way. There was a lot of demoralization along the way, but he was able to weather that through his knowledge of history. And I think that's what our movements so desperately need today, because we need to be able to endure 2020. Because as Howard Zinn said, you know what? The history is full of surprises, and sometimes we can do the surprising.
Well, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Dave Zirin, author of the new book, The People's Historian, The Outsized Life of Howard Zinn. He's sports editor at The Nation, author of many other books, including A People's History of Sports in the United States, that he did at the request of Howard Zinn. We're going to bring you a post-show at democracynow.org. Dave is a sports writer, and we want to find out the politics of what just happened, the attempted privatization of FIFA.
Wow.
Go to democracynow.org for that. Thank you so much for this book.
Thank you, Amy.
Dave Zirin. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Angelique Kamat, Messiah Rhodes. I'll be in Edinburgh next Tuesday and London next Wednesday. Check our website at democracynow.org.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to UMFM 101.5. This is the Weekly Weilers. And today we're going to take a look back to 1964 in Brazil, where a new president has just been democratically elected. But in the midst of the Cold War, the CIA starts seeing red. By which I mean, of course, this Red Scare of communism, Kyler. Ooh. Do you know of this? The communism?
The communism? The Reds?
The Reds.
Good old sickle?
Yeah, and the CIA, they got a little too scared at the rise of socialism in Brazil, so they helped the military stage a coup and overthrow the president. This sadly thrust Brazil into two of the worst decades of the country's history, filled with harsh oppression of citizens' liberties and political expression. But creativity could not be contained. Thus, the counterculture resistance and art movement known as Tropicália burst onto the scene in 1967, supporting anti-authoritarian, anti-consumerism, and multiculturalism through music, art, literature, and theater. It was a cultural movement in the purest sense. Do you like culture, Kyler?
I do. I got a fun fact for you, actually.
Oh, yeah? Hit me
with it. So, 60s in Brazil,
yeah.
World Cup. Around the end of the 60s was
the FIFA?
The FIFA, right?
FIFA World
Uruguay
Cup.
Beat Brazil. And then a young Pelé was crying to his mother, he said, "Mother and father, I'm so sorry. This cannot happen to our country.
We can't abide this.
We can't let this happen."
Yeah.
And so he proceeded to train his butt off, and he won Brazil 3 World Cups in the span of 3 World Cups.
Dang.
And that was the Brazil's dominance era. So it's around
that's
that
pretty
time.
Crazy. Well, today we're going to be hopping into the most notable part of Tropicália, its music, right. Starting off with Caetano Veloso's Tropicália from 1968.
It's music they would have been listening to at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're listening to it now.
You're listening to it now on UMFM.
101.5.
101.5.
Your weekly Wilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My name's Tyler with a T, by the way, otherwise known as Tyler, and joined by my co-host.
I am Kyler with a K, also known as the K in front of Wyler.
We're going to let you listen to the song now.
No.
Meu nariz, eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no Planalto Central do país. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá, viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. Monumento de papel, crepom e prata, os olhos verdes da mulata, a cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata, o luar do sertão. O monumento não tem porta, a entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta, e no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, tá, tá, viva a mulata, tá, 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 tá. Viva a mata, tá, tá, viva a mulata, tá, 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 tá. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina, coqueiro, brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes. Senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai a roça, porém, o monumento é bem moderno, não disse nada do modelo do meu terno, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem.
And that was Caetano Veloso's Tropicália from 1968.
Tropicália?
Tropicália.
Did he invent the name?
He actually didn't invent the name.
Oh.
This was a... It was invented by... what was his name? It was Orte Sica, the visual artist who did like an exhibit a year before, I believe. But this is kind of the... His... interpretation of it in the musical sense, and he kind of jump-started the scene. He was one of the two ringleaders associated with Tropicália and the musical movement, and this is actually his debut album as well. It really set the example for the sound and soul of the movement to come.
Soul.
Yeah, which was a kind of like an experimental fusion of avant-garde international sounds, mostly psychedelia, rock and pop, with some more classic Brazilian music like samba and bossa nova, which were kind of losing popularity in the late 60s at the time. So,
right. So what is like the defining thing about Tropicália? Yeah.
Mostly that mix right there, like it's the experimentation, it's the creativity of mixing classic Brazilian music with a lot of psychedelia and then rock and pop and just other influences. It's kind of like
that makes
consuming
sense.
Other cultures.
Right.
Which we'll be seeing in this next track as well. by Gilberto Gil Domingo from 1968.
That's funny.
It is. Well, it could be funny, I guess. That's true. Let's take a listen.
Janela, a cidade se ilumina como nunca jamais se iluminou. São três horas da tarde, é domingo, na cidade, no Cristo Redentor. É domingo no trolley que passa, é domingo na moça e na praça. É domingo, meu amor. Hoje é dia de feira, é domingo. Quanto custa hoje em dia o feijão? São três horas da tarde, é domingo. Em Ipanema e no meu coração. É domingo no Vietnã, na Austrália e Itapuã. É domingo, meu amor. Quem tiver coração mais aflito, quem quiser encontrar seu amor, dê uma volta na Praça do Lido. Oisquindô, 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 lelê. Quem quiser procurar residência, quem está noivo e já pensa em casar, pode olhar o jornal Paciência. Tralalá, tralalá, jornal de manhã chega cedo, mas não traz o que eu quero saber. As notícias que leio conheço, já sabia antes mesmo de ler. Qual o filme que você quer ver? Que saudade precisa esquecer. É domingo, meu amor. Olha a rua, meu bem, meu benzinho. Tanta gente que vai e que vem. São três horas da tarde, é domingo. Vamos dar um passeio também. O bondinho viaja tão lento. Olha o tempo passando, olha o tempo. É domingo, outra vez domingo, meu amor. É domingo, outra vez domingo, meu amor. É domingo, outra vez domingo, meu amor.
Yeah, you get it, Gilberto Gil. That was Domingo from 1968. And Gilberto, he was actually another one of the ringleaders, the second ringleader of the Tropicalia music movement, and brought to life the idea of antropofago, which is basically cultural cannibalism, a fundamental concept in Tropicalia. You ever do any cultural cannibalism, Kyler? Go out, eat some different cultures' ideas and repurpose them into something new and evocative?
There's a word for that that's not cultural cannibalism. What is the word?
Antropofago.
No, everybody gets really mad about it. Cultural appropriation.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be that.
This is like the argument for or against that, right?
Appropriation.
This would be like we all take everybody's things, we make it something new because we're all just people.
Yeah, this was like an idea that I think came about in the 20s. There was essentially the idea that the future of Brazilian culture could really be transformed through the consumption of other cultures' ideas and just like culture
right.
stuff.
Do you think, like, let's talk music here, right? Do you think okay. that you could, like, would it be good to just keep the same thing forever? Things have to change, right?
No, I don't think so.
Right? So, like, that's like the introduction. I could only imagine at this point, the old heads that were listening to this were like, I don't want no psychedelics in my music. What is this crap? Like
the Brazilian military dictatorship at the time was very conservative, but even the left wings were kind of against Tropicalia.
Right.
They were like, they're a little too, it's a little too much for
what's
us.
What's going on? You put a reverb on my music?
Yeah.
No.
So I enjoy it though. I'm a fan.
Of course. It's a flat circle. Yeah.
Anyway, we should hop into the next track here. This is Os Mutantes.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because
that?
I have intel coming in live from the scene. I've traveled back to 1968, and
yes,
a
please.
Little birdie has told me.
Big bird.
They were doing what to the Beatles?
Oh, yeah. Caetano Veloso, one of the other ringleaders, said, "We were eating the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix." This is a translation.
That's not very nice.
But they were repurposing the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix.
Why are they eating them? There's your fun. Cultural cannibalism.
Cultural cannibalism to make something beautiful, new, and inventive. Anyway.
Get it?
Os Mutantes, Amina Menina.
Eu sou um menino dela.
And that was Os Mutantes, Amina Menina, 1968. And this was from the trio Os Mutantes, which was composed of Rita Lee and two brothers who are not hers, Arnaldo Baptista and Sergio Diaz. But they all played a massive role in pushing the Tropicalia sound.
Wait, they're brothers?
They're brothers.
But they have different last names.
Yeah, I did notice this. But they are brothers. They're in a lot of other stuff. So, you know, maybe we'll do some background.
Maybe different checking. Mothers, hey?
Brothers, that's actually a great point.
They could be different mothers.
Very inclusive of you, Kyler. Thank you for pointing this out.
I know, like, different cultures, sometimes they include the mother and the father's last name. So you never know, right?
Oh.
I mean, and also, like, most Brazilians, especially, like football player Brazilians, they just go by a name that's not their name. Like, Ronaldinho, his real name's Ronaldo. Famously known as Ronaldinho, because
I did not know he was called Ronaldinho.
Like Hulk, the player.
I don't know who you're talking
about. Hulk the player, not named Hulk. They called him Hulk because he was strong, and he put that on the back of his shirt. So they like the names.
Good for him, man.
Interesting names.
Anyway, there's a quote by the guy we were talking about before, Ortisica, the visual artist and nomenclator of Tropicália, that's strongly connected to the movement. It's Seja marginal, seja herói, which is be a delinquent, be a hero, which I really relate to these three. I feel like they have that youthful, delinquent-esque energy, and they're kind of pushing the experimentation and shaking up the status quo in the scene at the time. So, yeah. Do you like being a delinquent, Kyler?
I think it's interesting, though. Hold on. I think it's interesting because, like, as soon as a lot of the, like, you look back and a lot of these people are very... like, a lot of youth is very, like rebellious. And then nowadays, you look at the youth, and they're kind of just like, bro, I'm chilling. Leave me alone. You're doing too much.
Different generations, man. And also...
Are we doing too much?
Let us know. Actual military dictatorship oppression.
Right.
To be fair.
If you like that, call in right now.
Yeah.
Call in. What's the number?
What's the number? The number is the next song, which is by various artists. 1.5.
The Weekly Wilers.
I've turned off Kyler's mic. We're going to be listening to...
He's muting. He don't like dictatorships.
We got to get to the next song, man. It's calling me. It's calling me.
Panis. You can't silence me, Tyler. You can't silence me. Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei fazer de puro aço luminoso um punhal para matar o meu amor. E matei às 5 horas na Avenida Central, mas as pessoas sem nascer e morrer. Mandei plantar folhas de sonho no jardim do solar. As folhas sabem procurar pelo sol e as raízes procurar, procurar. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar, essas pessoas pessoas da sala de jantar, mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer.
forehead.
Pitch perfect. Pitch perfect. Why am I echoing? This is crazy. Can you echo. Hear this, Kyler? Echo. No, I'm just joking.
He's joking.
Anyway. This is the Weekly Wilers.
The Weekly Wilers.
101.5.
101.5.
And we're talking about Tropicália.
Tropicália.
Today. And that was Panis et Circensis from the album Tropicália. Oh, Panis et Circensis. Quoi?
Quoi? Should we do the next part in French?
No, because this would be in Portuguese, if anything.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and this
should we do it in Portuguese?
This is a collaborative album made by some of the most influential and engaged artists in Tropicália. And it's honestly one of the most important albums of the whole movement. It acted as the kind of musical manifesto for the movement. It was inventive, creative, exotic. Yeah.
Just like Tyler.
No, I'm like Irish, man. It's not that exotic.
Well, we're talking about Tropicália today.
Yeah.
Movement. Is there like an echo in here?
I think Kylie is just repeating me.
Movement. Where is that coming from?
I wish I knew.
But I know where we're going.
Let's move. Where are we going?
Into this next track. What was this next track?
This was Gal Costa's Vous Recommencera from 1969. This is actually something that got me into Tropicália. Man, I love Gal Costa. She's really good. So I think we should take a listen.
Não sei por que razão eu sofro tanto em minha vida. Começar. Não vou ser mais triste, vou mudar daqui pra frente. E a minha escrita vai ser muito diferente. A filosofia vou mudar em minha mente, pois agora eu vou recomeçar. Quero amor e quero amar. Quero a vida aproveitar. Talvez até arranje alguém. Alguém que eu possa acreditar. Pois agora vou recomeçar. E daqui pra frente eu vou mudar. Agora eu vou recomeçar. Não vou ser mais triste, vou mudar daqui pra frente. E a minha escrita vai ser muito diferente. A filosofia vou mudar em minha mente, pois agora eu vou recomeçar.
That was Gal Costa's Vous Recommencera from 1969. And speaking of 1969, what was that, Kylie?
It's a good year.
It's a good year.
Landed on the moon.
It was actually, in some ways, a bad year, though, for Tropicalia, because close of 1968, the movement actually also came to a close. The Brazilian military dictatorship was already in opposition of the movement at the time and was attempting to censor artists. They'd be getting artists to send them the songs, and they'd be like, let's just erase some of these words and then send them back. Sometimes some stuff would get through, but sometimes it just wouldn't make it. But that wasn't enough. The government was like, I'm still threatened. So in December of 68, they sent Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso, the ringleaders of Tropicália, to prison. They were arrested for their provocative art.
That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Imagine you're playing guitar and they're like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. You devil. And then they send you to jail. Like, I just want to sing my silly little songs.
They were getting harassed on stage. Like, nobody liked them at the time.
Why?
I don't know. They were like, it's too provocative. They were throwing fruits at them and stuff. It was wild. Anyway. They were only arrested for 2 months, though.
Were they fruits or vegetables?
They were fruits. Specifically fruits.
Oh, shoot.
I know there was fruits, though.
Rolling on.
Okay. Anyway. Only arrested for 2 months. Then they were released, but exiled. To London. So
that's the best thing you can do.
But yeah, just because the
music
to exile them to
London. Exile them so they're free so they can continue making music.
Yeah, honestly. But thankfully, the movement was not fully done. At least the musical soul and identity of Tropicália was not destroyed. And that leads us to our next song, Pays Tropical, from Jorge Ben Hur, 1969, off of Jorge Ben. I haven't been mentioning this, but a lot of these albums are self-titled, funnily enough. And let's just take a listen.
Moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro,
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. Sambaby, sou um menino de mentalidade mediana.
Pois é.
Mas assim mesmo feliz da vida, pois eu não devo nada a ninguém.
Pois é.
Eu sou feliz, muito feliz comigo mesmo. Moro no país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza. Em fevereiro
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. Sambaby, eu posso não ser um band leader,
pois é.
Mas assim mesmo lá em casa todos meus amigos, meus camaradinhas me respeitam.
Pois é.
Essa é a razão da simpatia, do poder, do algo mais e da alegria. Moro no país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa.
Tropa tropi, abençoa por te e pode portar torre.
Mas que bebê!
E fevereiro
tem carna.
Eu tenho fusca e o violão. Sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. No meu Brasil,
moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro.
Tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. A cuiquinha. Moro no país tropical, bibi, abençoado por Deus
e bonito por natureza. Esse Bibi foi de campeão mundial em fevereiro. Um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro,
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo e tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza.
Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza.
Eu sou flamengo.
Tyler, what's your favorite movie?
I've been working on that, actually. I'm thinking I have to watch it a couple more times, but I think The Secret Life of Walter Mitty could be my favorite movie.
Do you know what I think has to be up there for, like, good, like, best movies of all time?
The Last Guardians of Gahool, or whatever it's called. Rise of the Guardians of
Back
Gahool.
To the Future.
Those are pretty good, actually, yeah.
Back to the Future is a phenomenal set of movies. Yeah. I don't know if you want to include the third. I haven't really given... I wasn't
third.
Allowed to watch the third because I think they said some stuff I wasn't supposed to know when I was a kid. But
yeah.
I did watch one and two. I remember that. And I really like the idea of time travel because where you can connect the past and the future. I think that's really interesting to me. And actually really funny because I think... Isn't there something to do with this song? Like this connects, doesn't it?
Yes, this next song we're going to be talking about does have some of that. But I should probably quickly mention just Jorge Benjor's Pays Tropical from 1969.
Sorry,
banger of a song. No, he's excited, man. He's excited.
I was traveling to the future.
It's okay. Actually, also, fun fact. I like this fact, so I'll say it really quick. Before this album, Jorge Benjor almost quit music to go play soccer. He was like, whatever.
It's the 70s, man.
Go kick a ball.
Pele's running wild. They're winning 3 World Cups. I think everybody wanted to. That was time for Brazil.
It's true. But now we're jumping ahead to more officially post-Tropicalia area with Gilberto Gil's Expresso 2222. That's 2,222 in 1972. And the return of the co-ringleader of Tropicalia, Gilberto Gil. Yeah, the song's really interesting. It's kind of about, like, a train taking you from the past to the present to the future and the future of Brazil as well, and how he kind of conceptualized this. So it's a little bit of an ode to his past and his hopes for the future. Great little track. He actually released this as a celebration of his return from exile in London, because they were sent away, him and Veloso, Caetano Veloso, and they returned in 1972.
Damn.
Anyway, Expresso 2222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222
Chegou a hora dessa gente bronzeada mostrar seu valor.
Eu fui à Penha, fui pedir a padroeira para me ajudar. Salve o morro do Vintém, pendura a saia, eu quero ver.
Eu quero ver o tio Sam tocar bandeiro para o mundo sambar.
O tio Sam está querendo conhecer a nossa batucada.
Anda dizendo que o molho da baiana melhorou seu prato. Vai entrar no cuscuz, acarajé e abará.
Na Casa Branca já dançou a batucada de ioiô e aiá.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar.
Há quem sambe diferente noutras terras, outra gente um batuque de matar.
Batucada reunir vossos valores, pastorinhas e cantores, expressão que não tem para o meu Brasil.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar. Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar.
rapaziada mostrar seu valor.
Eu fui a tempo e pedi a padroeira para me ajudar. Salve o morro do Vintém, pendura a saia, eu quero ver.
Eu quero ver o tio Sam tocar bandeiro para o mundo sambar. O tio Sam está querendo conhecer a nossa batucada.
Anda dizendo que o molho da baiana melhorou seu prato. Vai entrar no cuscuz, acarajé e amará.
Na Casa Branca já dançou a batucada de oiô e aiá.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar.
Há quem sambe diferente noutras terras, outra gente um batuque te matar. Oi!
Batucada reúne vossos valores, pastorinhas e cantores de expressão, que não tem par, ó meu Brasil.
That was a trick, actually. That was not Expresso 2222 by Gilberto Gil. Just like the train in that song, taking us to the past and future, we actually went forward a track to Novos Baianos' Brasil Pandeiro. Great song, also from 1972. But, you know, we're going to jump right back into, or to where we're supposed to be, Expresso 222. Let's take a listen to that, and then I'll talk about Novos Baianos.
Começou a circular o expresso 2222, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois. Começou a circular o expresso 2222 da Central do Brasil, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois do ano 2000. Dizem que tem muita gente de agora se adiantando, partindo pra lá, pra 2001 e 2 e tempo afora, até onde essa estrada do tempo vai dar. Do tempo vai dar, do tempo vai dar, menina, do tempo vai. Segundo quem já andou no expresso, lá pelo ano 2000 fica tal estação final do percurso, vida na terra mãe concebida, de vento, de fogo, de água e sal. Oi, de água e sal, de água e sal, ô menina, de água e sal. Começou a circular o expresso 2222, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois. Começou a circular o expresso 2222 da Central do Brasil, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois do ano 2000. Dizem que parece o bonde do morro do Corcovado daqui, só que não se pegue, entra e senta e anda. O trilho é feito um brilho que não tem fim. Oi, que não tem fim, que não tem fim. Ô menina, que não tem fim. Nunca se chega no Cristo concreto, de matéria ou qualquer coisa real. Depois de 2001 e 2 e tempo afora, o Cristo é como que foi visto subindo ao céu. Oi, subindo ao céu, num véu de nuvem brilhante subindo ao céu. Começou a circular o expresso 2222, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois. Começou a circular o expresso 2222 da Central do Brasil, que parte direto de Bom Sucesso pra depois do ano 2000.
And we're back. The Weekly Wilers, 101.5.
And who was that?
Who was that? That actually was Gilberto Gil this time. Whoa. Expresso 2222. And before that, we were listening to Novos Baianos' Brasil Pandeiro.
Wow.
Yeah, which was actually the album that's off of Akubu Churara is in 2007 ranked the best Brazilian album ever by Brazilian Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow. Brazilian yeah. Rolling Stone.
Brazilian Rolling. They got it, man. It keeps on rolling.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Paid and rolling.
Crazy stuff. But next, we're going to be going to Rita Lee's Vamos Tratar da Saúde, which is Let's Take Care of / Talk About Our Health, also 1972. This was credited as a solo album by Rita Lee, but it was really more of a kind of a final album for the original Os Mutantes group trio, though indeed it did have a heavy emphasis on Lee. But they did this because the record label that they signed to made it so they could only release one album per year, which they had already done in 1972. So they're like, whatever, just put it under Rita Lee's name. And then they actually did kind of split up after there, but it was pretty mutual from my understanding. So let's, Kyler, what do you think? You want to listen to that one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Play it up.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
Sweet.
Gente por aí que ainda não sentiu as vibrações, mas do jeito que as coisas andam, não vou me preocupar. Eles que tratem de se tratar. Que tal um chá, 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 chá pra gente se achar? Que tal um chá, 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 chá pra gente se achar? Gente por aí que ainda não sentiu as vibrações, mas do jeito que as coisas andam, não vou me preocupar. Eles que tratem de se tratar. Que tal um chá, 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 chá pra gente se achar? Que tal um chá, 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 chá pra gente se achar?
How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And that was also pretty good. That was Vamos Tratar da Saúde by Rita Lee.
Rita Lee?
Rita Lee. And that was, as I was saying, the last album by Rita Lee and the two original brothers from Os Mutantes. Pretty sad stuff. But Rita Lee did go on to become a pretty successful musician in the MPB scene, Música Popular Brasileira. And dubbed the Queen of Brazilian Rock. So she definitely went on to do some great stuff. But continuing on with some of the original members of the Tropicália scene as they're progressing, there's also Tom Zay with his song Todos Os Olos from 1973. He was a really big player in the Tropicália movement since its inception in 1968, and played on the album that we were talking about earlier, Tropicália O Panis e Circensis, the big collaborative album. But unlike some of his other Tropicalist colleagues who moved towards more popular music like Rita Lee, Zay maintained his love for the eclectic and minimalist side of Brazilian music. So let's take a listen to what he's doing these days, back in 1973 at least.
Yep.
De vez em quando, de vez em quando, todos os olhos se voltam pra mim, de lá de dentro da escuridão, esperando e querendo que eu seja um herói. Mas eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente. Mas eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente, eu sou inocente. De vez em quando, de vez em quando, todos os olhos se voltam pra mim, de lá do fundo da escuridão, esperando e querendo que eu saiba.
Tiro, 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 que eu tiro. Mas eu não sei de nada, 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 eu não sei de nada. Mas eu não sei de nada, 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 eu não sei de nada. De vez em quando, todos os olhos se voltam pra mim, de lá do fundo da escuridão, esperando que eu seja um deus, querendo apanhar, querendo que eu bata, querendo que eu seja um deus. Tiro, 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 tiro. Mas eu não tenho chicote, eu não tenho chicote, eu não tenho chicote, eu não tenho chicote, eu não tenho chicote. Mas eu sou até fraco, eu sou até fraco, eu sou até fraco, eu sou até fraco, eu sou até fraco.
Tera, 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 tera. And that was Tom Zay's Todos Os Olos from 1973.
Quite frankly, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a pretty good song.
It was a pretty good song.
And you know, I think it really says a lot.
Yeah, it does. It says a lot about this. Well, it doesn't say a lot about this next track, but no, I'm but excited for this next track.
But what does it say a lot about?
What does it say a lot about? It says a lot about Tom Zay and his musical style, how he incorporated things from Tropicália and kind of stayed truer to it than some of the other original Tropicalists. I would say that. That's a little bit of what
would
it
you
says.
Say, I would say that too, except I didn't say that. You said that.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they say great minds, they think alike.
Well, I'm glad that you would have said that.
I don't
man,
think
that's
at
what
all.
I said. You don't think. Well, I think we're going to have fun with this next one. This is Gal Costa again with Me Nome Gal from 1979. Like Rita Lee from the Os Mutantes, she also moved towards Musica Popular Brasileira. As time went on. But in 1979, she was still hitting up the old Tropicália well. So let's take a listen to that.
Yep.
Meu nome é Gal e desejo me corresponder com um rapaz que seja o tal. Meu nome é Gal. E não faz mal que ele não seja branco, não tenha cultura, de qualquer altura, eu amo igual. Meu nome é Gal. E tanto faz que ele tenha defeito ou traga no peito crença ou tradição. Meu nome é Gal, eu amo igual. Ah, meu nome é Gal, eu amo igual. Meu nome é Gal.
Tyler, I have to say something.
Man, no, mate, Tyler.
Quite frankly, you're a great person, and I appreciate you. But
thank
you've been
you,
having a little bit of an attitude today.
Have I?
You've been a little bit of a diva.
Oh yeah. Well, I am. I'm sitting in the big chair, man. I'm sitting in the radio chair. Sometimes it gets to my head.
You think you're the man upstairs, but you're not.
We're on the third floor.
I mean, yeah, fair. You're the man on the third floor, but
is there a fourth floor?
Let me tell you something. Check out this backing track.
Yeah, this is by the Samba Squad, man.
We'd be nothing without this backing track.
Yeah, man. They're Canadian.
The Samba Squad's Canadian.
Maracutu Funk. They were on some of the other parts of this episode, too, actually.
Can we get a moment of silence to just appreciate it?
Okay. This makes me think of our next and final track as well, actually.
Whoa.
By Nelly Furtado.
Nelly
Because she... This is from 1979
what?
To 2000. This is her song, Legend. And
whoa, Nelly.
The pop star Nelly Furtado has repeatedly attributed Tropicália as one of her earlier influences due to her mostly like her genre-bending style as well as her improvisational rhythm and melodies.
Mm.
And you'll hear some like little whoops and ows that are kind of reminiscent of the Tropicália sound.
Whoops and ows?
We'll see.
Are they whoops and ows or the yeah and woos?
More like whoops and...
Oh.
Maybe like ow.
He wants to be. He wants to be with everything under the sun. He wants to be. He wants to be with everything under the sun. I
Nelly Furtado's legend. To round off our episode on Tropicália, the 1968 to like early 70s Brazilian musical movement.
Right. I hope you came along with us on this train from the past, present, and not so distant future.
Yeah. Good point, man. Good point. I love a little Tropicália. I love that we got to talk about it today. Listen to some great tracks. We're here every Monday, 1 to 2 p.m. We're the Weekly Wilers on UMFM 101.5.
Yes, we are.
Kyler?
Closing remarks? No.
Yep.
Bye.
All right.
Adios.
See you, folks.
Ciao.
An honest man telling honest stories is back, bringing another storybook for you. Traveling and standing on stage over thousands of times from Canada to Europe, from backroad bars to festivals, authentic storyteller Richard Immann is releasing a new record soon. You can hear it first right here in Winnipeg. Join Immann for an exclusive album release concert at the Weston Cultural Center on August 14th, doors at 7 p.m., show at 8. His fans have been devoted to the stories Immann brings, guaranteeing tickets will move fast. Visit wecc.ca now to get your ticket today. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM is part of Winnipeg's music and cultural ecosystem. This station doesn't just play local, it supports it, promoting shows, amplifying artists, and connecting you to what's happening across the city. It's where local voices are heard and where the community stays connected. That only happens because people get involved. So if you care about local music and the creative community around you, there's a place for you here. Keep Winnipeg sounding like Winnipeg. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
As part of the ongoing 25th birthday celebrations at Times Changed, the finest band in the land, the Sadies, are back in Winnipeg for one night only under the stars at Blue Note Park. That's right. On Wednesday, August 12th, these Canadians' roots rock icons will once again grace our stage, and they've brought some legendary company with them, as they'll be joined by the one and only Washboard Hank and local favorites, the D-Rangers. For more than 30 years, the Sadies have carved out a sound all their own, blending country, rock, surf,